On this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty, we're going to talk about school security guards and some crazy stories about parents fighting, cows running, and fugitives of the week. You don't want to miss it. Tune in.
Welcome to another episode. Why am I so aggressive? Listen. Welcome to another episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast. It is your man KC Mack with the talented and wonderful
people.
Friends.
Let's get together.
No, you gotta say your name. I know what you guys
Mark
are.
Mark Schumacher.
There it is.
Glad to be on board with
that
you guys.
That was so official. I just love the way you say your name.
Thank you.
Mark, Breathe. Government name.
You've really been building me up
today.
Hey,
your
really
hair's blowing
it.
In the wind, man. Mark
feel
Schumacher.
Like a million bucks.
Do you know how to do taxes?
Do I look like that guy?
Schumacher and Associates.
I have a tax vibe.
Casey, is it the button down? It's the button down.
Yeah,
is
it? It's so official.
Your hair is
like a referee ready, with a whistle.
Here we go.
Oh, not the pencil in the pocket.
Not behind the ear.
Oh, that is giving college
this
professor.
Year, so did you guys get your appointments or what do you do
it's
online?
What?
Text it. I don't know. I was running with it.
He was in character. He's like, what?
I can't. I'm honest teacher vibes.
How you doing, honest teacher vibes?
I am good. I'm feeling honest.
Are you?
Mm.
Well, tell us. Tell the world something that they don't know about you. Give us an honest moment with honest teacher vibes.
My right thumb is permanently jammed because I severed my flexor tendon in my hand when I was a kid.
Wow.
Oh, was that supposed to be funny?
No.
Oh, I was like, I can think of something funny.
How'd you do it?
There was a glass broke inside of a glass when I was doing dishes and when I was like 10. And I was trying to pull, for some reason, I was trying to save the other glass. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to pull it, and it broke again, sliced right through my finger.
Oh, geez. So you can't bend it and move it?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Severed the flexor tendon.
Wow.
I forget about that all the time.
You can give,
play?
You can give a thumbs up, though?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Can you do a thumb award?
Not on this hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your thumb got a permanent neck brace. It's just stiff.
Why are you this way? Wow, I'm not ever going to be honest again.
Yes,
that's
no,
a lie.
We love the honesty.
That's a lie.
And honestly, we are
segue,
part of the best form of live entertainment in the world. That's right, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour.
Did you say
didn't
entertainment?
Know, entertainment. Live entertainment.
Did you hear entertainment?
I don't think I did. Nice.
Was I? Could be.
You say entertainment.
It was
okay.
I could be. My lips are a little chapped, so therefore.
Casey, I could have gave you chapstick.
I need some of that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You have ADHD. I'm like, I'll pop to go get it right now.
Boop, boop. I'm just using my saliva.
Oh!
Anyways. Speaking of lubrication, if you want your eyes wet from laughing to death, you need to check out the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. I promise you,
that's
not
right.
One dry eye in the building. With that funny, with that hilarious. And we're going to be coming to a city near you. What city do you ask? I'm glad you asked. We're going to be in Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to be in Shreveport, Louisiana, Brandon, Mississippi, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado. We're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, Evans, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Macon, Georgia, Springfield, Illinois, Dubuque, Iowa.
What?
I hope I said that right. Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And listen, we're coming to the West Side, California love, with
California.
My boy Mark Schumacher. That's right. We're going to be all in California. We're going to be in San Diego, not Orange County, what I learned from my boy. We're going to be in Los Angeles, San Jose, Santa Rosa. That's right, Board Teachers Comedy Tour. If you want to find out how to get your tickets, it's all up in this description in the link. It's all on our pages, our personal pages, Board Teachers pages. Trust me, you don't want to miss it.
And they're selling
it.
Fast. So
Oh, yes.
The
honestly,
amount of sold-out shows that we've done.
Low ticket alert.
Crazy, the amount of sold-out shows that we've done.
Yes.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
It's beautiful. We've been rocking this thing
okay,
out.
Mark.
And, you know, and we celebrated.
Are you stretching your elbow?
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. I'm still thinking about.
At this point, just let it rock with it.
We're going to go with it, Mark. We love it.
Thank you.
Just hit it up, you know. Just... hit it up, get loose.
I will hit it up, Casey. Thank you. I feel like I really do taxes. I don't know. It pays so much better than teaching. I don't know what.
Mark.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2 months of the year.
Y'all, can you imagine if the three of us taught at the same school?
You know what?
We'd be escorted out. Like, seriously.
I'm going to say this.
Immediately.
If we all three taught at the same school, we would need extra security. And speaking of security, that's what this episode is about.
It doesn't even make sense.
Good transition.
Worst segues in the
history.
That was
good.
No, it wasn't.
Because we would be so crazy as co-workers. They would, you know, the SR would constantly be like, hey, can you guys keep it down? Hey, can you guys remember to teach?
Would join in our shenanigans. This episode is about school SROs. So right. In some places, like, I wonder if everybody's school security is called an SRO.
No.
It's because it's a school resource officer, so we could do SRO. Did y'all have a school resource officer?
We did.
Was it called an SRO?
No, just school security.
School security, bet. Say no more.
Yeah.
Did you have an SRO?
SS. You had an SS. Yes, we did.
You had an SRO?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Good guy, too.
Hey, them SROs be fine. I ain't going to lie. I'm single.
Wow. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, as soon as we said we were talking about school security, I was like, it's my time to shine. sorry. Okay, anyway.
I love my...
There's no males that work in the schools, really. Okay?
I'm not sure.
The dating pool has pee in it.
High school's a little bit more.
And a little piece of poop, too.
That's a little droplet.
Let me tell you why I love my school security. Let me tell you why I love this guy. It was a serious moment where... I did something illegal.
Whoa.
Yeah. And but because, you know, we had a good rapport with each other.
Where's the camera so I can look at it? Like, Jim,
because
from the
we
office.
Had a good rapport with each other, he let me get away with it. Because
both y'all going to jail. What?
No. Because it was illegal for me to show up to campus with these two guns.
Oh, okay.
And he
Casey.
Did not arrest me for
can
bringing these to school.
Can we stop?
Because he could have really did some.
I have to start listening to the inflection in Casey's voice because based off of the inflection in his voice, I know if it's about to be some BS.
He slows down. He brings him in. He brings in the moment. That's your performance.
I had a cool security dude. What's so funny is I actually did that joke to him and we laughed about it.
He's like, hold on, man.
For the listeners, what I did, I held up these big chocolate muscles and flexed.
They got it.
Mark's like, I feel uncomfortable.
I have to sit next to him. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, look at these guns.
Careful.
The sound effects.
Do you have any good
It's a thankless job. What do you guys got? Stories? Any good stories?
Do you feel like it's a thankless job?
I do.
Yeah.
They don't get a lot of cred.
That's
no,
true.
They don't.
Because you never really, I guess you really don't like hear about SROs.
It's only if something bad goes
like,
down.
You need to
you
break
hear.
Up a fight or, some cray-cray goes down. Our school, I love that our school SRO is just part of the fam, man.
Mm-hmm.
She just, I mean, she covering classes and stuff.
It's a she?
Oh, seriously?
We ain't got no subs, but
no, like, he's standing in the door.
Yeah, we had a guy last year. This is my first time ever having a female SRO. And let me tell you something. Don't be playing with her because she'll put you on the ground.
I bet.
Some parents got into a fight at our basketball game. Actually, the kids got into a fight and the parents just ran out on the floor. I'm like, hey, that kind of party. That's like, Ms. Richardson, you're not going to help. If they slapping other people, I'm not going out there to get slapped. Where's the SRO? She grabbed her phone immediately, called for backup. It was like people swarmed the floor. She called for backup. We got outside because, you know, people are like, I'm going outside, da 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 da. I'm like, I'm going to stay inside because I ain't no fool. I ain't going outside.
Right.
And so she went outside, and the person that was, like, causing the most drama, she was like, hey, bro, chill. He wouldn't chill. And he came at her. Bro, she put your boy on the... I came outside. I was like, that's our SRO scuffling with a parent. You better get him.
Wow.
We got to school the next day. I was like, hey, don't play with her. Her reflexes are fast.
Can I just insert a random compliment real quick? You're so pretty. I like with the makeup. You're doing everything.
You look good,
I was looking, listening to the story. I was like, bro, you're so cute. Oh, my God. I get it, girl.
Shut up.
My sister's so cute.
I feel like you're making fun
you
of
must
me.
You must have
no,
lots
I'm
of
serious.
RSO officers you know, after you.
I'm dead serious.
What'd you say?
You must have lots of security guards after you.
I have no one after me except for the IRS.
See that, Mark?
Yeah.
no
I can
one
help you with
me.
That. I can help you with that.
I'm an accountant. I can help you with that. No, it's funny because when you do, this is my first year of having a female SRO, but we always have a male SRO, and they normally be kind of handsome. And, you know, teachers, we dress up when the fire, I don't never dress up, but, you know, if the firefighters come in or something like that, mm-hmm. we have specific times where we dress up. And let me tell you, every teacher bestie knows.
Wait a minute. When the firefighters?
Oh, we dressing up.
Are you pulling the alarm on purpose?
On a good day.
Did somebody pull the fire alarm? It is hot in here. No, but like when, because I think Gary Brooks has like a funny joke about it. He's got a funny video about that, how the teachers at his school, when they, because he taught, I think he was elementary, and he's like, they always, they knew when the fire That's trucks funny. Were coming, and they always dressed up. There's not that many men in the schools, man.
Right.
Okay? The principals be like 75 years old. And,
that's why I'm the hot commodity on campus.
This week's episode is sponsored by Honeylove. Hey, best friends. We have too much to worry about every day to have to worry about an uncomfortable bra. Thankfully, Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Upgrade your life from traditional bras that use uncomfortable underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat and make you sweat all day at school. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. You know that feeling when you get home from a long day at school and immediately want to take off your bra? With Honeylove, you'll never experience that again. Their bras are so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing them, and you may even sleep in them. And for a limited time only, Honeylove is giving all Teachers Off Duty listeners a 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/TOD. Support the show and check them out at honeylove.com/TOD for 20% off your entire order.
My brother and sister, both teachers, they married teachers from their schools, and I met my wife
crazy.
At my school.
Are you serious?
She worked there, okay?
Really. Oh, it's okay.
It's a long, awkward pause that you guys were like, dude, is this a bit? No, she worked in the office, but we all met our
was she a school
at
secretary?
The school. She worked in like the, yeah, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She still worked there
you
now?
You watch, listen no. to this, like, what are you? How do you not know what I did? I don't know. You were so pretty. I didn't
yeah.
notice.
No, so we all met each other. My whole, That's all my crazy. Siblings.
So she was the one in direct contact with the with y'all's SRO on campus.
Probably, yeah.
Because did they put your SRO in the same in the main office, or did they have like their own little office somewhere else? Ours was in the
I
main
guess
office.
Our SRO she does have an office, which I didn't realize. I just found this out that she does have an office. Hers is in the library. We got like a set of offices in the library. It's a weird location. My school's set up weird. It's a weird location for an office.
Yeah, because you can't even yell for help in there. She was like.
There's like four random offices in the library. I don't know.
Hey, yo, for help in the library?
All I'm saying is if you're a school SRO and you're listening to this, just know if you are a male school SRO and you work in a school full of female teachers, they're all especially if you fine, and you'd be knowing if you fine or not.
Is it like a man in uniform?
They're all, we do. I don't know why. We just do.
Well, then how come I didn't get no date when I worked at McDonald's?
Not that kind of uniform, Casey.
Oh, okay.
Mark is like, I don't know. I don't know. Mark, be Jim from the office. Look right into that camera right there. I don't know what's going on. I guess that's your camera right there.
I got a story about our school security. I mean, a lot of times they're great. Can I preface it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I did early on it's so hard those first couple of years. So I would literally, most Sundays, I would go in to the classroom and grade for a lot of the day because there's just so much work. But there was one day I went in and the school security guard was in there watching football with a buddy in my classroom. And they literally had like snacks and like a full setup.
That's funny. And like, we were Schumacher's classroom.
And he was like pissed when I showed up. Like I was like interrupting.
He's
like,
room.
Dude, come on. Cause I guess I had a nicer equipment, like a nicer screen and stuff. So he was got pissed when he had to go next door.
That's like somebody walk in your house and somebody's in your living room. And they're like, what the hell are you doing here? But this is my house.
Right.
I'm sure the campus was very secure at the moment, but the guy was right. in there. Was just, it? What? No, not at all. And how do you even talk to your butt? Like call your buddy and hey, meet me in classroom 107. Right. It's like,
does he have to stay up there on the weekends or he just
we
came
We did have
up
a guy
there.
On the weekends. We had a couple different guys.
You're private school.
It was, yeah. It's private
school.
What
if the teacher comes back? Man, I have handcuffs. He'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy's so annoying. He's trying to ruin
the desk.
Our fun.
That is so funny that they like treated you like you were in
I was like, come on. Yeah.
Get
I was
out of
like,
my room. You're such a nice person. I'd have been like, get the hell out. What are you looking at me for? Leave the snacks, too.
Right.
I'll take those with you.
Yeah.
I want to eat your snacks in peace since you want to enjoy my classroom.
They got the whole campus to themselves. I don't know what goes on, but they watch football sometimes. I'll tell you that. Our guy did, at least.
We have some submitted stories.
I love these stories. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, it's some pretty cool ones. Let's kick this one off. I think this one's going to set the tone.
Set it.
This one said, growing up, we didn't have school security. We simply just had discipline and respect. Uh-oh.
Look out.
Well.
Stepping on some toes. Shots fired.
A hit dog will holler. Right. Not shots fired. You know, my perspective on that is, of course, you had discipline and respect, but schools are not as safe as they were when you were
Facts.
A kid. So the mic slapped you just to show that schools were not safe.
You saw her.
Bow. Just to show you're not safe. Bow. Yeah, schools are. It's a lot of different. You know, it's a safety thing. But I do agree. You know, the discipline and respect thing. But again, we talked about this on another episode. It's also a schools were a community back in the day. Okay.
Right.
And schools
right.
are not really, you know, schools aren't a community like that anymore. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. There are some schools that are still a community. I bet your school it was a pretty good community. Yeah. There's mm-hmm. neighborhood schools and whatnot. But some schools they bus kids in. They're not from, you know, that particular neighborhood. So it just sets a different dynamic, especially with the internet, people being able to contact kids on the internet. Like it's just a whole different level of security that we have to have. But you did have discipline and respect.
I do agree.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have that until high school.
Yeah. I can't ever remember seeing an SRO, honestly.
No, not
even in high school. I graduated from high school in 2007. And I can't remember. Shut up, Casey.
No, I'm saying.
Ah, dang.
I'm in the 90s. I was like, geez.
You got out of high school in the 90s?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. 97.
Man, let me tell you something. Black don't crack unless you smoke.
I'm trying to tell
okay?
you.
Okay. I said that because I knew Mark had never heard it before.
That's true. I don't know what it means. If you could tell me what it means.
I love Mark. Hey, count that. How many times was it? Yeah, I mean, that's one of them like old school perspectives. I get it. We didn't need SROs. We had discipline and respect. Well, y'all also died from dysentery, so.
You stupid.
I'm sorry. Okay. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
You got one?
We got some great stories. I got a great one here.
What you got, Mark?
A parent got arrested at a parent-teacher conference after being featured in the paper as the fugitive of the week.
Bum, 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 bum.
I would never cross that parent.
But props for him at least showing up teacher conference, right? A lot of times parents don't show up. So at least give
Priorities.
Him credit for that part.
Priorities.
But what are these towns that have the
up.
Fugitive of the week? It's like
the
person of the week.
Yeah, what is an award?
That they bring in their poster board? Is it like that? Like,
and why do they make it sound like it's an award? The fugitive of the week.
Yeah. He thought he was going to be recognized at the
Because what's so funny
like,
is...
Hey, did you see what I won?
That's so funny because people watching it on Cops, right? And they're watching the live police chase and they think he's trying to get away, but no, he's just trying to get to
his parent conference.
His parent
he's late,
teacher
yeah.
conference.
That's funny.
Hey, priorities. You remember the story that I told somebody sent me this story about the parent that came to parent teacher conference to use the parent teacher conference as her alibi because she killed her husband's girlfriend?
No, I didn't.
Can you imagine being
that.
The SRO having to go get that parent out of the parent teacher
right?
conference?
Especially if you're watching football. That would not. I'll stop.
How dare you interrupt my football game?
What?
That's crazy. That is one of the crazy, because people send me their stories all the time. That is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
That's why.
I would be like, I need the rest of the week off. I need the rest, because she could have lunched across
the
table.
She needed an alibi.
She needed an alibi. And
so
she said she was at parent teacher conference and that the school could confirm that she was confirm her alibi that she was there, and whatever forensic evidence and timing or whatever showed that there was a gap in time.
But we saw you on the camera. It wasn't me.
That's what people say when we show them their kids doing something. Hey, ma'am, your son pulled the fire alarm. No, he didn't.
It wasn't him.
Here's the camera. That's not my son. He doesn't look like that. He's wearing the same color shirt he got on right now. Somebody swapped with him. I'm like, come on, girl. Y'all be making all kinds of excuses. But I would never
That's
be
crazy.
Able to get over that if I sat through a parent teacher conference and knew the parent across from me killed somebody. I'm like, happy I didn't tell you Timmy had bad grades.
Right,
he's fine.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Doing great.
He's doing good.
Especially if the parent is in there doing everything like asking all the right questions,
mm-hmm. like taking
showing,
real interest,
showing all, yeah, showing a real interest, and the teacher's like, "Man, this parent is
really
over here
invested.
Killing it. She's killing it." No, I just killed.
JC. But they want it to be memorable. It's got to be imprinted in your mind. So when they come and say, hey, Timmy's mom said he was with you. Well, she was with me. We had a great parent-teacher conference. I mean, it was literally one of the best parent-teacher conferences I've ever had. Well, she just killed somebody. I don't care. My parent-teacher conference was good, and I don't get that many of those.
Right, right. I take what I can get and don't throw a fit.
This episode is sponsored by Quince. If you're a teacher who wants to upgrade your wardrobe at an unbeatable price, then Quince has you covered. Quince has timeless pieces that never go out of style, so you'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And we all know teachers love a good deal. I recently ordered the quilted overshirt, and it's become a staple in my outfits both on and off the stage. It's comfortable and stylish and layers perfectly over a t-shirt. I only wish they had them in more colors because I would definitely get them all. So treat yourself, teacher friends, and indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/TOD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TOD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOD.
This one is crazy. A kid comes into school, rips the cover off the fire alarm and pulls it. Mm. It says before the bell for first period. So we got buses pulling up, parents dropping off kids wondering what's going on. The kid takes off out the door and the police chase him through a field and into the neighborhood before they caught him. This is also the first day of state testing. The chaos.
Right.
The mass. That was 3 weeks of behavior things in one, within a 10-minute span. Morning. That's crazy. That's, I'd be like, I'm going
to
go home.
That takes active monitoring to another level. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, seriously, the car rider drop-off line, do y'all not already feel like the car rider drop-off line is just popping?
It's a lot.
You imagine, like, buses coming, fire alarm, the fire department's there, and you're like, well, I would have turned around and went home. I got lost in the shuffle. I feel like the
teachers encouraged him to do it, right? Because state testing, they're just like,
we want to pull the fire alarm during state testing.
Right, yeah.
Just so you can see the hot fire guys.
Absolutely, 1,000%. I mean, when they step off that.
Why did I have to, hold on, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Why did I have to refer to them as being hot? They could have just been
Casey,
regular
fire. There's no shame if you thought that was hot.
No, I did not.
Because they technically are hot when they go in.
A fire.
Put out the
there
fire.
You go.
Okay.
Casey, it's happening? Okay if you like hot firemen.
I do not hot firemen. I like hot Cheeto chips.
Seriously? Mark, have you ever eaten hot Cheetos?
Yeah. They're pretty hot for me, though. Could you tell? Like, if you had to guess, you'd probably say Mark can't handle.
We should have Mark eat the extra, extra flaming hot ones. Have you had those?
I haven't.
Do your students eat Takis?
No.
No? Have you ever had a Taki?
No. What is it?
It's hot.
Oh, Lord,
now, even
Mark.
Takis are hot for me. I ate a Taki one time and I thought I was having a heart attack. It was just gas. So we got to get Mark some extra flaming hot.
Let's do it on
Cheetos
camera.
And some Takis. Are you allergic to red dye, though?
No.
If they said red dye is bad for ADHD.
They dye red?
So, huh?
They dye red?
Yes. I mean, they're not born like that. I mean,
they're not born like that. Hot Cheetos aren't born red. Duh.
Hot Cheetos are born, not made.
I got you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one blew my mind. We had security break up a fight between two moms at a kindergarten graduation.
Stop. Ooh. Stop.
It gets better.
Throwing hands.
They were fighting because they both came in wearing the same dress. Which, that's kind of understandable. At first, you're like,
are you joking, Mark?
Not okay.
Are y'all in the kindergarten or your kids are? You have the same dress. Are they sure it wasn't the kids?
Did the kids have the same dress?
That's what it says. No.
It says the moms.
It says the moms.
Priorities. I would have just been like, wow, that's crazy. No, don't drag her.
It's a big day, though. A big day for the moms. And then you see someone.
Who is fighting over having the same dress on? Grow up.
I'm trying to unpack how this story makes me feel. It's a lot. Like, what is going on here?
Have y'all ever had two teachers get to fighting at your school because they were both dating a principal?
No, tell me more.
No, Me neither, but I read it online.
No, but I had two teachers fighting because they was both liking the coach.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they put hands on each other.
They did?
It was off campus.
Oh, okay.
At a Christmas party.
Oh, that don't count because Christmas, was it work Christmas party?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you some stuff. Things go down.
It was like the after Christmas party.
I ain't going to no work Christmas party. I don't trust it. Teachers, when they get drinking, nah, I'm going to the house. I drink at home by myself. I can't do it. Not out in public.
There was art teachers, too.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. I just want everybody who knows me that knows the story.
I just want everybody that knows me to know the story.
They know.
Dude, they said those teachers got to fighting because they were both dating the principal. He was married. They were both dating him. They got to fighting. The kids had to break it up.
When was the SRO?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Football.
Probably breaking up another fight across campus.
In Mark's room watching football.
Always goes back to football.
No, they said that dude just turned around and walked away.
Wow.
Two women fighting over him. He's just typical of admin. Typical. Walk away from a problem.
Look at this one.
Typical.
Had a mom arrested for a DUI in the drop-off lane. Come on now.
Listen, I think that that happens more often than not. Okay, because the way they be driving in the car rider drop-off line, are you drunk?
Yeah,
clearly,
right.
You drunk at 7 a.m. because you almost at knocked 7? Off an entire class of kindergartners you know walking
what?
Across
Man,
the street.
There's some things I don't think I could tell because I think some pending lawsuits right now. So I kind of got to keep those. I'm not going to share those. But I'll tell
litigation.
Y'all after this.
There's pending litigation.
There's so much I want to add to this right now, but I'll just wait.
Has y'all's SRO ever had to wrestle an animal?
Oh, did yo.
No, not where we are.
That's this one right
yeah.
here. Number
Man,
it said our SRO had to wrestle an alligator that was chilling by the front door of the school. Only in Florida.
You knew it happened in Florida.
Made the news and everything.
That's an episode of Florida Man.
See, but I think the SRO in this situation kind of took it to the next level. It said the alligator was chilling.
It was minding his
own little alligator business, and then all of a sudden the SRO comes out like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
The music hits, da-dun-da-dun-da-dun. He does the walk, da-dun-da-dun, hits a beer.
Is that WWE or WWF?
It's the same thing.
Oh, is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
What was the WWE?
WWF was Wrestling Federation, but they had to change it because of the World Wildlife Federation or something. They sued them for the name. Right.
Oh, understandable.
So then they switched it to WWE Entertainment, World Wrestling Entertainment. But Stone Cold was on both, though.
If you were SRO, would you wrestle an alligator?
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Answer my question.
That was the answer.
What?
Yes, that means yes.
Oh, it means yes. I don't watch. I'm like, Mark.
So watch wrestling.
I'm like, I don't watch wrestling. Everybody's like,
an alligator.
Everybody's like, you excited? They were like, were you excited about the Super Bowl? I'm like, I don't. You talking about the Usher concert? Was there a football game? Was there a football game going on around that? Now, here's my thing. This says that our SRO had to wrestle. No, you didn't. You didn't have to wrestle.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He
you
wanted to.
Escort him out.
The future
he
farmers of America.
To do
you don't
that.
Have. Yeah, you was like, you saw that alligator. You was like, it's my time to shine,
yeah,
baby.
Told you. He had the LeBron hand, the power.
You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to do it. Because one thing about me, if I see any type of animal, in the other direction.
Yes, I'm not wrestling.
I'm ducking and dodging.
I'm not wrestling.
Why do I feel like he jumped on top of it like Crocodile Dundee?
I'm telling you.
The Croc Hunter.
He was wrestling for real.
But if you're a security officer, maybe you're waiting for years to have that chance to be a hero.
To wrestle.
And you see it, you're like, dude, this is my opportunity.
This person said, we don't have security in Scotland, but we did have a school lockdown as Highland cows escaped from a local park near the school. What the hell are Highland cows?
I don't know, but they better move out the way.
Did you prepare that, or did you? Please tell me it just came to you, and you didn't like. You were sitting on it, like. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know how your brain works, but. I don't know
how your brain works, but. Casey's crying again. He's got tears in his eyes.
I don't know.
Can you imagine us having a school lockdown? Because of cows?
Casey.
Why did you have to knock it down for a kid? What did the cows do?
I don't know. What if they could have ran over one of the kids or something?
What? Cows don't run.
Oh, did you know that cows can't? If you a cow can go upstairs.
Can cows run?
Yes, they can.
I've never seen a cow stampede. Every time you drive by them, they're just in the field. They're not moving.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
No, but in my the college I went to, a cow can go.
Don't you think if cows could run after you tipped them, don't you think they'll get up and chase you?
That's true.
Casey, have you tipped a cow before?
That's a thing in the Midwest. It's real big in the Midwest.
Yeah. No, cow I live tipping. In Mississippi. They definitely be tipping cows.
They do?
They do run.
Wow.
What?
No way. So I thought that snipe hunting was a real thing. And the only way for you to find out that it's not a real thing is for you to go snipe hunting. So in college, because I live in, well, I went to college in Tennessee, but we took our whole basketball team and we went out to a field, like a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we're going to hunt for snipes. But they wouldn't tell you what it was the entire time. It's like you're scared because it's dark and you're in the middle of a cornfield. And you're like, I don't know what a snipe looks like. And there's like 15 of us. Don't know what we're looking for. Don't. And the joke was on me and another freshman because we had no idea that there was no such thing as a snipe. Snipe hunting is they take you out to a cornfield. You're looking around for something and you realize everybody else is gone. And they just leave you. They just leave you.
Hazing.
In the dark.
In the cornfield.
Did they drive off or they just leave?
They drove off. They just leave.
Oh.
But you know we did dumb stuff when we were in college. Nobody can say they didn't do dumb stuff. We knew something was afoot and we still went.
I'll tell you, that's a horror movie. Snipe hunting and leave me in the cornfield.
How long did it take you to figure out? That was a prank on you.
I started getting a little.
Where are the snipes?
I started getting a little eerie feeling because I'm a chicken. I was like, what if it's a scary looking thing?
Right.
I don't know why I would go out looking for snipes. Somebody that grew up in Tennessee, comment and tell us your snipe hunting experience. But if somebody asks you if you want to go snipe hunting, say no.
Yeah.
Show them a countryside. No.
Who we got? I got one. Kids pouring bleach and ammonia down the drain just so they can have the school evacuated.
I'm like, what in the Breaking Bad? Why would you? That sounds like something they would have did on Walter White's school in Breaking Bad.
That's
Jesse Pinkman behavior.
That's gas. That's a dangerous, deadly gas.
Isn't that like a felony or something?
Right. It's gotta be something.
Is that something?
It should be.
Something that seems innocent. You can't do that. Because isn't it like if you sniff two of those together, you'll pass out or something?
I think it's toxic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely.
Don't do that. Any students watching this,
security definitely
do
was busy that day.
Yeah, don't do that.
How about this? The police officer left her gun in the restroom and a student found it.
What?
She was reassigned to the technology building. Where she later babysat computers from there on out.
Nah, she should have been fired. That's a safety.
That's the one thing you're responsible for.
Your
that you
gun.
Nope, fired. Nope.
The kid found it.
Nope. Where you guys? Have you guys seen my gun?
What?
Because I lose my coffee in class. I'm like, oh, I lose my glasses. I'm like, hey, has anybody seen my glasses?
Yeah. A
anybody
different.
See my coffee cup? No. Nah, anybody seen my gun? Like, what? You can't do that. You go to jail. You go to prison.
Car keys, gun. I can't find anything.
That's crazy.
And now the kid's arrested for having a gun in school.
Yeah, exactly. It's not mine. It's the SROs.
Yeah, right.
They're like, let it go. It's not mine. It's the SROs.
And then the SRO to save his butt is like, he blindsided me.
He knocked me out while I was on the toilet. I never saw him coming. He jumped from the rafters.
Wow, that's Barney Fife right there.
That's scary, though. The things that you hear. Can you imagine being a teacher that day and hearing that? Hey, man. Because you know how word gets around the school when something happens. It just passes from one teacher to the other. They're like, hey, man, did you hear the SRO left their gun in the bathroom? What? Yes, on the fifth grade hall. On the fifth grade hall? Well, what did they get fired? No, they got reassigned to the technology.
Right, they got transferred.
They got transferred. It's like when you're a bad principal, they transfer you to central office. It's the same concept. It's the same concept. This one said our security agent had a parent smash a potted plant over her head, so she punched the parent in the face. It's warranted.
She had a parent.
It's warranted.
Wait, okay. So many questions. Where
so many questions!
Where were you guys at?
What were you
that
doing?
That you were standing, that you had a
flower pot so potted readily plant. Available? Mm. Oh, potted plant?
Glass potted plant.
A glass one?
Because, I mean, I'm guessing nothing
maybe
else would break.
Maybe in a school, maybe, I don't know.
In the office, front office.
Okay, could be, okay.
The secretary might have a potted plant in there. There's a potted plant over there.
Okay.
It's not real, but it's not glass at the bottom.
Okay, makes sense, okay.
Oh, there's one
question number
me,
two.
Too.
Question number two.
Other question.
What did the SRO do to you? That made you want to say,
"Let my baby go."
I need to hit him with this plant.
Listen, I could never be a principal or a SRO. I don't want to do anything but be a sixth grade English teacher. I don't, and a basketball coach. Because some of these other jobs, I'm mortified. I don't want to be the school secretary. I don't want to be the SRO. I don't want to be a principal. Yeah. I don't want to be the custodian. Like their jobs are so hard. I'm like, my job is hard, but I like my job.
Right.
I don't want to do what y'all do. I don't want to do it. I don't want potted plants getting smashed over my head. I had the freedom to stand there on the sideline and watch those parents fight. The SRO had to run out there. I ain't going to do it.
And then she punched the parent in the face.
I mean, here's the thing. You just never know what you're going to do when your fight or flight is activated, okay?
That's true.
I don't know who's smashing potted plants you know over
what?
My
you're
head.
Right. If somebody's, I don't know what I would do if somebody hit me with a potted plant right now. Hit me with that one and let me see what I do.
Now say less. Say
you got
no more.
One more.
There's one here. It says they walked upon two students braced up against vending machines after partaking in an afternoon delight.
Yo, both y'all going to jail. Public nudity. You're going to jail. Moving on.
Wait, that was in school? Wait, that was in school?
That
was in school. I read that one too.
A lot going on here.
Yeah. Hey, what about the chop shop in number 15? You seen that one? The kid that was doing haircuts out the boys' bathroom?
Oh, no.
My boy had a whole barbershop in there. Yeah, so the kid was doing haircuts in the boys' bathroom. It was really kind of sweet because he wanted to cut other kids' hair so he could practice for his cosmetology barbering classes at the technical school, but it wasn't allowed.
That is sweet.
Leave that baby alone. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Trying to make a little
public
money.
Service.
Yeah, trying to make a little money.
If he boss your haircut up, mess your haircut up, that ain't got nothing to do with us, okay? You went in there of your own free will.
Oh, he's just trying to make a little extra cash.
Man, like he can't have a clip, but it's not like he did it for free. Yeah, I think he was doing it for free.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, let that baby alone. Let him chop him up. Mm-mm. It's a little edge just creased up.
Here's one. Someone was sticking suction cup dildos on random office doors.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if I walk past somebody's classroom,
it's a door decorating contest. Like,
what is that?
It's a doorstop.
Be like, hey, is that a dildo on there?
That definitely was a teacher. A teacher did this. Right. A teacher did this. This
she's
definitely like, was a teacher.
She's like, you know what? I'm tired of this school. I'm going to go buy these small little dildos and pop them on everybody's door. There. Merry Christmas. Surprise, shawty. Oh, gosh. That's crazy. People don't believe us, the stuff that happens in school.
I ain't gonna say that.
Don't believe us. Say it, Casey. Say it.
No. Let's go to the next one. If this has any chance of airing, let's just keep it moving.
There's no chance.
So it gets a little risque. I mean, it's made the list. So.
It was on the list. Yeah, it's fair game. I mean, if it's on the list, it's fair game.
How about this? A sixth grader was caught streaking across the football field at halftime at the high school homecoming game.
The amount
Wait,
of things
a sixth
that.
Grader?
Six, listen, they be doing
that's
some
the crazy
outlander
part.
Stuff.
What?
Nah, they be doing.
I would have never.
My sixth graders be doing some outlander stuff. Yep.
Streaking in sixth grade?
Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. They just, you
I
know,
do
kids do stuff
grade.
For shock factor too. You know? Don't y'all feel like kids
what
do stuff?
What is that? It was a high school game though.
Yeah, that's wow.
Kids do stuff for shock factor. I'm telling you. The amount of things. This is why this episode is going to be crazy. What other, the SRO, this is the person that has to deal with all this
well,
stuff.
I'll tell you what, if I was an SRO, I would not tackling him.
Right, just let him go.
Under any circumstances.
What do you do?
He's not
run
doing
straight
nothing.
Home.
Right. Yeah,
run
hey.
Straight to the house.
Hey, sometimes you got a streak. Hey, let him get it out of his system. He going to tire down pretty soon.
Sometimes you got a skinny dip into the school pool. I don't know. This person said.
What?
Wait, what happened there? There's a story there.
All I'm saying is people did reckless things in college. This kid was in sixth grade. But yeah, I'm saying in college, people did reckless things in college, like snipe hunting. This person said, I called the office about a dying skunk on the playground. After further investigation by security, it was a kid's jacket blowing in the wind.
I get that. There.
Did you not have your glasses on that day?
It was the smell.
Right. It was the smell. Yeah.
Yeah. They just automatically thought.
I thought it was a skunk. It was a jacket, but that jacket smells like a skunk. Maybe it got sprayed by a skunk and the skunk was a child. Oh.
Or the skunk got cold and needed the jacket.
I say, cuz, let me borrow that. Our school resource officer had to confront our head principal to go turn himself in or be arrested right there because he had too many speeding tickets and there was a warrant for his arrest.
Like, wait a minute, who?
The school resource officer had to confront the head principal to go turn himself in because he had too many speeding tickets and there was a warrant for his arrest.
Oh.
I thought the school resource officers were separate from the police. I thought the school resource officers have their own police force and the...
So, in our district, our SRO is still a law enforcement of our city and county. Like he,
oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe I just misunderstood that.
Because
embarrassing, dang.
One time I saw him pull over and assist like a traffic stop.
Oh,
like
so I shouldn't speed if I see my SRO vehicle?
Definitely not.
Because I'd be like, oh, that's the SRO behind me. I'm just keep speeding.
Definitely not. I saw him the next day. I said, hey, did I see you stop? He goes, yeah. I was like, oh, man, I didn't know you could do that.
He's like, let me go get my tax. Let me go get my tax replaced. Because
right. They are expired.
You can get a warrant for too many speeding tickets.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I guess if you don't pay them because you get them too fast and like by the time you... That's crazy.
Do y'all think the fugitive of the week? I think.
Do y'all think there was?
It was the principal.
Do you think there was ever a cow that should have got a speeding ticket? Sorry.
Let's go forward. Short burst, maybe, but he quickly slowed down. I feel like maybe our producer could look that up.
Y'all, the callbacks are A1.
What we got here?
What do we got? What do you guys got?
There's a naked man hopped up on that.
Oh, I like this one. Witness a SRO cross the cafeteria table across the top just to tackle.
Running across the top?
Running across in the lunchroom just to tackle a kid that was beating up a teacher.
Hey, yep. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying. You shouldn't tackle that kid. Yes, the hell you should. Get off that teacher.
Right. I would have been mad if he didn't tackle. Run across the table to get there quicker.
You better tiptoe swag straight to that teacher.
Right. Definitely. Please do that.
I don't think I've ever seen our SRO break up a fight, so that's why I think I
or
like,
move quickly
at that
in any
moment,
way.
That's assault on the teacher.
Yes, yeah. But can SROs can they break up like if a student? Because I literally 6 years I've been teaching, so I've never seen the SRO. It's always teachers that break up a fight. I've never seen the SRO.
So we could utilize our SRO for like disciplinary actions like that. Like you could never go to him like, hey, can you go pull this student out of class because he's being disruptive.
You can't do that. Yeah, I knew you could do that. But I wonder if kids get, because the SRO ran out on the floor when those parents got the fighting. But the kids the coaches were pulling the kids apart. The SRO didn't come out, I think, until the parents started fighting.
Now, not to say if there's two kids fighting right there in front of the SRO, he's not going to, like, intervene.
They must have some legal red tape or something that...
Right.
What they can and can't.
Like, I'm pretty sure at that point it's a safety risk and he has to probably stop one of the two from injuring each other in a fight. Yeah. But in this situation, it was a student beating up on a teacher.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're definitely
going to
intervene
in
that.
Right.
And like I said, I believe that they should, again, be able to stop two students, especially if they're right there. But normally, when in our school, when there was fights, it's usually the staff that breaks it up, though, like the teachers or the principal or whatever.
This one says, in my former district, a fifth grader was selling marijuana to second through fifth graders on the school bus in the mornings on their way to school. He'd been doing it for months. He was caught because he was showing it off to other students in art class.
The SRO went to get him? What grade was he in?
Fifth.
Selling marijuana? Aren't you smoking the devil's lettuce in second grade?
That's early, isn't it?
Right. That's early.
He's
too
hustling.
Early.
Yeah, clientele.
He's like, I gotta service these clientele.
What if
his mama was mad as hell? Where my weed at?
What if the only reason why he got caught was because another student was undercover working as a CI and had him wired? He's like, can you speak it to my thermos again and tell me what do you sell?
Not my thermos.
Kids even have thermoses anymore.
It's the Stanley Cup now, Casey. Speak it to my Stanley Cup.
Say what you said again into my lunchbox one more time, please.
Let me see what you have in your lunchbox. That's not real lettuce. That's not sandwich lettuce.
What second graders like, do you guys know where I can get some? Like, I'm
just like, I'm going to need some weed for my glaucoma. Ooh,
today's coloring was hard, man. Right. These phonemes is just stressing me out. You know where I can find some pot?
Doctor's note or something.
Like, you know, kids, probably second grader probably calls it pot.
Word searches are killing me.
Word searches are killing me.
Was like, I'm on edge every time. I can't find the letters. I can't find
one. Probably hurt his knee on the playground. Was like, I think I need some medicinal.
He's like, you know that little boy on the bus be selling it. The one with the Spider-Man lunchbox? That's him. That's him. Why you think he got such a nice lunchbox? So he can afford it. Slinging coke. Hey, number 30 is wild. The administrator of our school told security one day not to let anyone leave, including teachers. He just wouldn't let us go. So one of the teachers called the police. Suddenly, we were allowed to leave. Ridiculous, yes, but with us having to deal with security. I don't understand the last part, but why are you telling them they can't go? You like, you know what? I'm going to call the police.
Right.
Let me out of here. I'm just going to leave. You ain't going to leave me here. I'm
not
going to leave
me here. You, against my will.
There's not no you won't let us leave unless you got the doors locked to the auditorium. I'm finna get up and walk out. And if the door's locked in the auditorium, you're going to have to see me because give me them keys, big dog.
That part.
I'm not sitting up in no locked auditorium. What you not going to do? You ain't going to tell me what to do.
That part.
Can you see I was disruptive in school? I was confrontational.
There's a lot we don't know about that story, though. Why? I mean, why is he keeping them, first of all? That's the good part.
So
you left off.
You can't hold people. Yeah, you can't do that.
So many questions. Listen to this one. Kid locked himself in the display case and started acting like random animals as people walked by.
Was it acting, though?
What does the security guy do?
What are you doing?
What is the security doing in that
situation?
Turned
into the guy, that kid from Harry Potter that fell into the snake pit.
And wait, so here's the question. If he's locked in behind, like, the little glass.
Who got the key? Right.
Yeah, how do you get in there? You got to use one of those break for emergency, you know, those... How do you get
them
out?
Don't they have the thing? Don't police have the thing where they touch the? Nah,
oh no! Oh.
Where you can touch as soon as it touches the glass breaks.
Oh yeah, like those little things that.
Yeah, and it'll break the glass like back up.
But you probably injure the kid or something.
That makes me feel like it was a Lord of the Flies type of moment.
Like he's like an art student. He's like very innovative, and he's like doing a live. Or what do you call him?
A live rendition.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's.
He's in there reenacting the Lion King.
Just ahead of his time. I don't know what the big problem is.
Well, that's it.
We're good.
Security officers, we thank you for everything you do.
SROs,
it is a thankless job.
Everything you guys do on campuses, making sure everybody's safe and making sure everybody's educated and the proper procedures and protocols to do in case of emergencies. We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you to every SRO except for the ones that were in Mark's class watching football.
Exactly. It's been your man, KC Mac. Make sure you follow me. KC Mac Funny. Make sure you follow
at Mark Schumacher.
Make sure you follow me, Honest Teacher Vibes.
Make sure you follow the podcast, Teachers Off Duty, on all platforms, and follow Board Teachers. Like I said, you want
to
make sure you want
to
keep up with all the wonderful tour news that we're going to be dropping and all that. You don't want to miss it. Coming to a city near you. We thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
See ya.